Do Hatzalah workers who are traveling on Shabbos need to recite Tios HaDerech? So the Gemara in Brachos talks about the chiyuv to say Tios HaDerech, and Shulchan Aruch codifies that in general a person needs to say there's an obligation when you travel to say Tios HaDerech. But what about if you travel on Shabbos? So the Betzalel Chachmah, or Betzalel Stern, addresses this issue, and he says, well, really there's two issues involved. Issue number one is a problem of bakashas. You're not allowed to make a request on Shabbos. This is why we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. We don't say the middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos. But the Betzalel Chachma says, let me tell you a yisod, a rule, that the only time that bakashos, the requests, are forbidden on Shabbos are those which concern things that you can't do on Shabbos. For example, you're not supposed to daven for parnasa on Shabbos, for business, for money, because you can't make money on Shabbos. Another issue is you're not supposed to daven for medicinal advantages, in other words, for refuah, for benefits, because you can't perform an operation, unless obviously the person is sick, on Shabbos. So therefore, these things are forbidden to daven on Shabbos. And he brings a proof for this because, one more lesson he gives is that it is permitted to daven for these things if there would be no other time to pray for them. And he brings a proof on this from Shulchan Aruch, which says that you are allowed to daven for things which are sakanas hayom, things which are a danger just today. In other words, if you don't daven for them today, you wouldn't be davening for them tomorrow because chas v'shalom, you could be not alive at that point. So based on another proof he brings, by the way, is that the Machtzis HaShekel writes, based on the Magen Avraham, that we say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos and Yom Kippur by Ne'ilah, but not at the other times, because the other times there's other, meaning by Shacharis, you could say it at Mincha. Mincha, you could say it by Ne'ilah. But by Ne'ilah, since there's no other time to say it, so then you are permitted to say, and we do say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos, Yom Kippur by Ne'ilah. Thus, based on this, an Hatzalah person would be permitted to say Tefillas HaDerech and should say Tefillas HaDerech if he travels on Shabbos, because if he doesn't say now, there's no other time to recite it. That's issue number one. Issue number two that the Betzalel Chachma raises is what about a Shmira? And the fact that on Shabbos, we don't say Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad in Hashkiveinu, because we don't need Shmira on Shabbos, because Shabbos itself serves as a protection. And therefore, presumably the same would be for Tefillas HaDerech. There should be no need to say it, and in fact, therefore, it would be usher to say it because it's an unnecessary bracha. Because Shabbos itself is a protection. But he's docha that based on the Magen Avraham, there's no need for Shmira only for Amo Yisrael, Klal Yisrael as a whole, but as a personal, individual level, of course you need Shmira. And therefore, since Tefillas HaDerech is a tefillah which is for a yachid, even though it's said in plural, it's for each person by himself. Therefore, it only refers to the current travelers on the road, not on all Klal Yisrael. Therefore, you would need to say Tefillas HaDerech on Shabbos. Shabbos itself would not be a Shmira, and therefore you would be obligated to say Tefillas HaDerech, even if you're traveling on Shabbos for permitted purposes. Similarly, the Vidrash B'Chakarta says, there's no problem of bakashas, of asking a request, because it's not a tefillah which is involved with crying or sorrow. Only to crying and sorrow, bakashas are forbidden. Similarly, Reb Zoberstein says it's permitted to say Tefillas HaDerech, but only if the roads actually are dangerous. If the roads aren't dangerous, then there would be no Chiyuv Tefillas HaDerech really, and therefore you should not say it on Shabbos. The Mishnah Yosef says also at the Betzalel Chachma, but he adds another reason why it would be permitted to say Tefillas HaDerech if you're traveling on Shabbos, because it's only davening about a future tzara, like a prevention, to prevent tzara, and therefore that's permitted. Also, he says that just like you're allowed to chola, so Chatzolah guy is allowed to violate Shabbos to drive on Shabbos to help the chola, so saying Tefillas HaDerech, he says, is part and parcel of saving the chola. If you don't say Tefillas HaDerech, you can kasha and be in danger. You're not going to be able to transport the chola to the hospital, and therefore it's permitted. He says, there's also no concept of Tefillas HaDerech. There's no reason. You can't say Shulchei Mitzah Eini Zakin, because we never find that idea that all Shulchei Mitzah are pater from Tefillas HaDerech. He says, no, they also have to recite Tefillas HaDerech. Rabbi Yashem and Rabbi Nissim Kerelitz also say you could say Tefillas HaDerech on Shabbos, although the Ishei Yisrael seems to say that you should say Tefillas HaDerech on Shabbos, but he notes that Rabbi Yashem seemed to say that you should not recite it, which is just interesting, as well as Rivos Ephraim states of Steinman, who says Tefillas HaDerech would not be recited, but the vast majority of poskim seem to say that Tefillas HaDerech should be recited on Shabbos. Just to end with a little bit of lumdis, the one way to explain this machlokas is whether Tefillas HaDerech is a tefillah or a bracha, which is a machlokas rishonim. And so if you say it's a tefillah, so then it should be asur on Shabbos because you're not supposed to have request bakashos tefillahs like we said on Shabbos. But if it's a bracha, of course it would be permitted. Similarly, another issue, the way to understand this is, well, why is it usher to have a bakasha on Shabbos? If it's because of mimso cheftzicha, that it's an improper speech, and we don't have improper speech asking for things on Shabbos, then it would be permitted because this is not improper speech, because you're allowed to drive, so surely you're allowed to talk about driving on Shabbos as well. But if you say the reason is because it's going to cause pain to have a bakasha on Shabbos because you're going to be crying and stuff, so, you know, barring that other reason we said before, that there's no crying by Tzvios HaDarech, this, in general, bakashos engender pain, and therefore, you would not be allowed to recite Tzvios HaDarech. Now, just a final word, they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky if you should say Tzvios HaDarech if you're driving, and he said, ulai, maybe. You know, in other places, recited saying you should say Tzvios HaDarech, but I think that sums up this chabura nicely. It's ulai, maybe. There seems to be poskim on both sides, and therefore I would say in general, it's best though to recite Tzvios HaDarech, because that's what most poskim seem to hold.